Vamos Yerushalmi, correspond to Yivamas Bavli, Daf Ayin Hey. Begin Yerushalmi on Daf Memvov and Medalas at the Mishnah of Halacha Base. Reizu Psudaka, Kosha Nifsu Abedzim Shaloi Afilu Achas Mehem. What's a Psudaka? It's one whose Beitzim testicles were crushed, even one of them. Because Shafcha, Kosha Nirchas Agid, Nishtaye, Batora Afilu Kuchut Asara, Kosha. Because Shafcha is one whose Eva was cut. If even a hair's width remains in the crown, he's permitted. So daka lukos shafcha, mutarim begiris, of the meshuchweris, ve'en nasuim, ela melavoi bekal, shenema, la yova, but so daka lukos shafcha, bekal Hashem. So daka lukos shafcha is permitted to marry a convert or a freed slave. He's forbidden only to marry into the kal, which is Yisraelim, as the pasuk says in Drom, perek chof gimel, pasuk base, a so daka lukos shafcha should not come into the kal of Hashem. The Gemara says, "Pesuah hayisi oimer einoi, amud leimer shafcha pesuah shivisad shafcha." The Gemara says, "Had the Torah said only pesuah, I would have said that this is the one with any crushed limb, even in his eye." It says that it says next to this kus shafcha to teach that pesuah applies to a limb next to what spills. In pesuah shivisad shafcha einoi shivisad chaytme. If it's pesuah next to what spills, perhaps it's the eye which is next to the nose. Amalema daka shiba ben akibov. And it says daka, the limb that comes between his thighs and is crushed. Amav Chagai, koime rabbi yosi, einacha namach ba'adam b'shar shu yoshev ela beitzav zolvad. Chagai said in front of rabbi yosi that there's no limb in man when he sits, when he squats, lower than his beitzim. Amav yosi b'abun, v'yeyu stayed l'chashiv kain, shivakulam ksiv doyuis, chut mizeh she'enu meinud. Rabbi Yosi Rabun supports that by saying this is correct. In all other Pasulim Pasulikal, the Torah wrote how many generations are forbidden, except for this, because he cannot father his children. Well, I say Shdava Nifsa El Afilu Nimuka Afilu Yosha Afilu Chaseira. Not only when his Beitim are crushed, even if they dissolve or dried, or even if any amount is missing or is cut off, they are also not allowed to call Hashem. Finally, Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishev Rabbi Yochanan Roika Oimer Shamati Bekerem BeYavne Kol She'ein Loi Ela Beis Achas Ein Amoled Lehu Sris Chama. The Baisa says from Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishev Rabbi Yochanan Roika that I heard in Kerem BeYavne that anyone who has only one Beitza cannot father children. He's like a Sris Chama, which the Torah permits him. Am Rabbi Yosi Shamati Halacha Ke Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yochanan Roika. Beleis anayada min ma'ashamis. Rishi says, I heard that the halacha follows Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Roika, and I don't know from whom I heard it. Am Rabbi Imi lehava Rabbi Yosi shamala min ba'anash ze'ir. Rabbi Imi said that Rabbi Yosi did not hear this from a small person, but rather from a great chacham, and one may rely on him. Shmuel ama im yovoi lefanai bar beit za'achas ani machshiroi. Also, if someone with one beit to come in front of me, I will be machshir him to marry a bas yisrael. Rabbi Huna Amar Dusava Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosheu Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Huna says because he holds like Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosheu Rabbi Yochanan. Am Rabbi Yudan Bar Chanin Uvad Shal Yamin. Yudan Bar Chanin says Shmuel is machshir only if he has the right beitza. Also, over the Kam Rabbi Imi Amalat in Balti Dat Chariyele Ela Havi Yadat Delay Meilad. A case came in front of Rabbi Emi. A woman asked if she may marry a man with any one beitza. He told her, you are permitted to him, but know that he cannot father children. Bahava Rabbi Zera Makalisla du Nesimilsa Abora. Rabbi Zera praised his answer. He established the matter in his clarity. Rabbi Shmuel said that he is a Swiss Chama to teach the Torah permits him, but he cannot father children. Sura Istanitani Bidei Adam, Possel Bidei Shemayim Kosha, Istanitani Ben Bidei Adam Ben Bidei Shemayim, possible. But so daka, some teach that if it occurred through man, he is possible, but bidei shamayim, at the hands of heaven, he is kosher. And some teach that whether through man or bidei shamayim, he is possible. And they should say now, having boy meima, man dama bidei adam, possible bidei shamayim, kosher, and rishmor b'nei shev b'yechmin b'yika. Man dama ben bidei adam, ben bidei shamayim, possible, k'rabonim. And now we assume the one who said that through man, he's possible, b'dei shamayim kosher. This is Rishmol, b'nei shev b'yechav ben Roika. The one who says that whether through man or b'dei shamayim is possible, this is Rabbonon. And it should say, Amma ve'acha ba'apapi kula ku'abonon, and ve'acha ba'yakov rejects it, says, both of them are like ku'abonon. Mandam ve'dei adam, posel b'dei shamayim kosher, yalef lami mamze, lo yavoy mamze, lo yavoy b'suvadaka. Mam mamze b'dei adam, af b'suvadaka b'dei adam. One who says, to a man, he's posel b'dei shamayim, he's kosher, he learns from mamze. It says, lo yavoy mamze, in Zvon Poskimel Pesach Gimel, and it also says Lo Yavo B'Suadaka in the previous pasuk. Just like Mamza is through man, also B'Suadaka is through man. Mandam Ben B'Dei Adam Ben B'Dei Shemayim Posel Minali. Gemara asks, well, the one who says that whether through man or B'Dei Shemayim is Posel, what's his source? Amar Bimana Mehocha Lo Yavo B'Suadaka Lo Olam. But Mana answered, he learns from here the pasuk says Lo Yavo B'Suadaka Lo Olam means in any case. Amar Yosi Be'Rabun. Oid who yonef from mamza leyavu mamza leyavu b'sodaka ma mamza b'dei shemayim af b'sodaka b'dei shemayim. And the basic Rabun gives a second answer. Also, he learns from mamza. It says leyavu mamza, and it says leyavu b'sodaka. And therefore, we learn one to the other. Just like mamza is b'dei shemayim, also b'sodaka is b'dei shemayim. Mamza b'dei shemayim is mamza considered b'dei shemayim. It's not b'dei shemayim. He resulted from a prohibited relationship. Yitzir also b'dei shemayim, but his formation is b'dei shemayim, comes to the hand of heaven. Now we take out the next few lines, we already said them earlier. I should now say, Hawei, sh'aras chatotin, mi mechachich ba, oi messayis, v'hayu b'dei adam, k'mishu b'dei shemayim. If sores came on his beitzim, and he scratches or cuts, this is b'dei adam, like b'dei shemayim, since the initial cause was b'dei shemayim. Only in such a case, are one disqualified b'dei shemayim. Kus Shafcha, Koshi Nechus Agid, Nishtai Ba'ato, Afilik Chut Kasha. We said, Kus Shafcha is any case where the Eru was cut and the crown remained, even like a thread, he is kosher. Yosi, Vashem, Rabbi Hanina, Ba'ato, Helyena. Yosi, Rabbi Hanina said the remnant must be on the top of the crown, means towards the body. Vachia, Vashem, Rabbi Hanina, Ba'ato, Tachdena. Rabbi Vachia, quoting Rabbi Hanina, said that he's kosher even if the remnant is on the bottom of the crown, towards the ground. Yeshua ben Levi omer ba'atora tachteina. Yeshua ben Levi also said it's even on the bottom of the crown. Taman Amri ha'osui kemar zev kosher. In there in Babel they say that if the Ava is grooved like a gutter pipe, he is kosher. Rabbi Hilal b'shem Rabbi Yochanan kekulmus ha'ayza kosher kekulmus ofer ha'ayza pasul. Rabbi Hilal quoting Rabbi Yochanan said if the edge is cut on a slant like a quill, it's kosher. If it's like an inverted quill where the edge faces down, then he is pasul. Nikiboy nekev mifnim pasul miuchutz kosher. If it's punctured from the inside, it's pasul. From the outside, it's kosher. Ve'avu b'shem Yehuda mifnim minator v'lifnim miuchutz minator v'lachutz. Ve'avu quoting Yehuda said that inside is from the crown and inside means towards the body. Outside is from the crown and outside. Nikiv is a pasul. Nistim is a kosher. If it's punctured from the inside, he's pasul. If it was sealed, he's kosher. Nikiv is a pasul. Mevleshu shofech. Nistam, ha'ayza kosher, b'nei yishuv ha'moylid, b'zei p'sul ha'choyza la'achshioi. If it's punctured, it's possible, because then semen spills through the hole and it doesn't shoot out of the Ava, so it cannot impregnate. If it was sealed, it's kosher because he can father children. This is the p'sul that returns to be kosher. Tani, ein ben p'sul daka la ben kus shofcha, ela tochus roifim, p'sul daka choyza, shiba kus shofcha, ein choyza. The Bible says the only difference between p'sul daka and kus shofcha regarding a hole is based on the cure. So a daka can return to be kosher, and a shofcha cannot. Kesar Roy said, how does he seal the hole? V'yakob ha'acha b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, maybe nimolim v'menashchin v'kaitzetz. V'yakob ha'acha, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, said he brings ants to the hole and they bite and he cuts the body and leave the heads in the hole. Then they decay and flesh grows to seal the hole. Rabbi Chilkiah, Rabbi Simon, B'shem, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Lo Shona El P'sul Daka, Yisrael, Rabbi P'sul Daka Koyen, Lo Bada. Rabbi Chilkiah, quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, said that our Mishnah permits a P'sul Daka to marry a convert is only for a P'sul Daka Yisrael, but not for a P'sul Daka Koyen, because he's forbidden to marry a convert.